Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I get to greet you in this first week of December because it is time for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited. It's Friday night. But before we do this week's show, let's clear up the challenge from 2 weeks ago.
I said, start with the phrase dark comedy. Change one letter to a U, and you can rearrange the result to spell the five-letter title of a movie from the 1970s and the five-letter title of a TV series from the 1970s. What are the titles?
I think Rocky's in there somewhere.
That's right. If you change one of the D's to a U, you can spell Rocky and Maud.
Ah, and then there's Maud.
And then there's these questions. Let's go.
Okay, Mike. Well, we've had Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and Giving Tuesday. Now we've made it to the first Friday of December as the countdown to COVID Christmas begins. For tonight's show, each correct answer will include a day of the week.
Okay.
Included on a new covers album of songs recorded during the coronavirus quarantine, what song performed by Green Day's Billy Joe Armstrong was written by Prince under a pseudonym before he gave it to the Bangles in 1986?
That is Manic Monday.
Yes. The version by the Bangles went to number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, and as a bonus fact, Billy Joe Armstrong's new solo album is called No Fun Mondays. The events of what 1997 memoir took place near the title man's former employer, Brandeis University, over a series of 14 weeks?
Oh, okay. So is that Tuesdays with Maury?
It is. Well done. Mitch Albom's book is about his dying college professor, Maury Schwartz, who died 25 years ago last month. Albom wrote recently that he was glad that all happened in 1995 and not during COVID, when meeting in person would have been impossible. In a 1974 book by Theo LaSigue, quote, "I'm sorry, patrolman. That's all I could say. Don't be sorry," he smiled. "It's that kind of a day. But be glad. What will soon go away?" If you need a little help, the answers this week are going in order.
Oh, you know what? You're clever with that, and I didn't realize it picked up. Okay, so how about Wacky Wednesday?
Yes, Wacky Wednesday.
Is that what it is? Huh.
What marketing phrase credited to an NBC employee named Dan Holm was first used to promote a block of television that included Mad About You, Wings, Seinfeld, and a new show called Frasier?
Must See TV Thursday?
Good job, Mike. And finally, based on a 1928 Broadway play called The Front Page that was made into a 1931 film of the same title, what Cary Grant Rosalind Russell movie of 1940 was itself adapted for the stage by John Guare?
That is His Girl Friday.
You got it. Well, Mike Nothnagel went 8 for 5 days a week this week. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or after you're done trying to figure out what page of the calendar you should have up at this point, surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit those timely questions that Ian just asked me. I have a feeling that there are two more questions that might involve two more days of the week out there, and there's probably also going to be a challenge there. Ian?
Think of a band name with a famous song whose name contains a weekday. Drop an S and change one of the other letters in the band's name to an A, and you can rearrange the letters to spell an 8-letter bird and a 4-letter bird. What are they? Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.